Coach Quinn, we're here week six of 100 Yards with DQ. We got a familiar setting for you, familiar opponent for you this week, but something unfamiliar. Have you ever made a trip for an entire week during the regular season?
Not as a member of the team, but we did know if we had an opportunity, this would be the type of team that you'd want to do that with. They have a standard that they connect with one another. That bond that they have is really strong. So not all teams can do that, but we felt this would be a group that you'd want to take a shot and do that with. So we're fortunate that of the four games that we played out west, two of them were back-to-back, and it just so happened that the Denver and Seattle trips were ones that we could do that.
So there's the brotherhood that you always talk about, the standard this team set, is that what made you feel like they were capable of handling this type of trip?
Yeah, we've got terrific leadership, Brian. We really do, at a number of spots. So you'd have to have your act together, understand the process that you go through to get ready, and that's what's so great about practicing here together. The environment changes, the location changes, but the standard and the process doesn't. You just get right back to the work you need to get ready. We know it'll take a great effort to play well here, but when you put the work in like you do at practice, stay connected to that process, gives you your best chance to play really good football.
10 days together on the road, entire team, all the guys around each other. What are some of the benefits that you see from doing something like this?
Well, number one, the first part, you know, the recovery for the guys, you know, not, you know, a long time on the plane, but way past that is almost a break right here in the early part of the season where it's almost back to camp mode where we're together, meals together, road together, dinners, and just time spent talking ball, talking life with one another, so that connection even grows stronger. So we're fortunate that the schedule came out like it did, and we were able to have this trip during this part of the year. So it's a close group that's even gotten tighter, you know, during the week.
So when you hear the stories of guys going to dinner together, going fishing together on Tuesday, their off day, that's kind of what you were hoping for, huh?
Yeah, that's what I want. When we have that connection where they're just wanting to just go ball out for the guy right next to him as hard as he can, you have to have the connection off the field as well as on the field. And fortunately, we're part of a group that does that.
All right, Q, let's go get him in week six.
All right, thanks, guys.